This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is The Seven Spirits and was written by David Bast. Today's scripture is Revelation chapter 3, verse 1, and chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. To the angel of the church in Sardis, write, "The word of him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars." After this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice, which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet, said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven, with one seated on the throne. And he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian, and around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones were 24 elders clothed in white garments, with golden crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. And before the throne were burning seven torches of fire, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass, like crystal. And around the throne, on each side of the throne, are four living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature like a lion, the second living creature like an ox, the third living creature with the face of a man, and the fourth living creature like an eagle in flight. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and within. And day and night they never cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." In the book of Revelation, seven is the number of fullness or completeness. When Revelation speaks of the seven spirits of God as here, or in chapter 4, verse 5, or chapter 1, verse 4, it doesn't mean that God has seven different spirits, or that the Holy Spirit has somehow multiplied. It's simply a reference to the Holy Spirit in all his fullness. Throughout his earthly life, Jesus was continually identified with the Holy Spirit. He was conceived by the Spirit in his mother's womb. He was anointed with the Spirit at his baptism. Full of the Spirit, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness where he was tempted by the devil. He undertook his ministry in the power of the Spirit. He cast out demons by the Spirit. And at the end of his life on earth, in the upper room, Jesus promised the Spirit to his disciples. He called the Spirit another helper, like himself, who would be his very presence with them and would remind them of all his teaching. In John's vision, the same Jesus who had the Spirit also held the stars. We've already been told that the stars represent the seven messengers of the churches. Happy is the church whose pastor is filled with the Spirit, follows Jesus' teaching, and faithfully preaches the Word of God. The ministry of the Word in the power of the Spirit can wake a sleeping church up and make a dead church come alive. This has been Words of Hope. For more devotional resources, including a print copy of this devotional visit WOH.org. That's WOH.org. And please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.